Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Revelation. Now to Pastor Chris.
Revelation 11 today, and we left off somewhere in the middle of the tribulation period. In fact, we might be exactly in the middle. Chapters 10 through 14 appear to be a halfway marker. The tribulation is 7 years. We know that from Daniel. And in these chapters, there are 4 references to a time period of 3.5 years, or some equivalent. That's half of 7, and as we shall see, this halfway point is crucial. Now remember from last time, we're still looking for a clue. You know what it was, right? From 10:7, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished. Now, this is big. I want to know what the mystery of God is. So I put on my striped green shirt, got my handy-dandy notebook, I'm looking for clues. Remember, seventh angel sounding his trumpet. Verse 1, I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshipers. So John gets a measuring rod used for construction, and he's told to measure the temple of God. Now that is a big deal. When John wrote this, there was no temple. It was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. And today, the Temple Mount is the most controversial plot of land in the world. The temple, the place where God promises to dwell with mankind. Today, in the church age, we are the temple. He dwells in us. So this could refer to the church, but I think this is a real rebuilt temple building, the third temple. Why? Because of the abomination of desolation. Remember, Revelation's not the only end times book. In Matthew 24, Jesus said that this was the sign to watch for, the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. That's the temple. Daniel mentions it 3 times. What is it? Daniel explains that the Antichrist will confirm a covenant with many for 7 years. That's a peace agreement, possibly one between Israel and Palestine. If that's right, that deal could include the Jews rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. But Antichrist will betray them. According to Daniel, halfway through the tribulation, 3.5 years, everything changes. The abomination of desolation is the Antichrist setting something abominable in the temple. 2 Thessalonians says Antichrist will sit in the temple to show himself that he is God. Now, in 95 AD, and for about 1900 years, the idea of a new temple was a little crazy. Until 1967, Israel reoccupied Jerusalem. But if you know politics, it's still crazy. The Jews can't rebuild a temple because the Dome of the Rock is on the site. The shiny golden dome you see in pictures, it's a Muslim holy site, and they'll never let it go. But there may yet be a way. Now, the Muslims have long said that the Dome of the Rock is on the Temple Mount. But what if they're off? Look at verse 2. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. So the outer court is given to the Gentiles. There are today prominent archaeologists who have offered strong evidence that the Dome of the Rock Mosque is not on the temple site, but in the area called the outer courts. So maybe, all theory, but maybe, the Antichrist will broker a deal wherein the Jews rebuild the temple and the Gentile Muslims keep their mosque. And notice the time period, 42 months. That's 3.5 years. The pieces are starting to fit. Now, verse 3, and I will appoint my 2 witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, which is, guess how long? 3.5 years. The 2 witnesses. These guys are legends in the prophecy world. If ever there was a prophet con, all the prophecy geeks would dress up as the 2 witnesses, because they're awesome. Now, witness means that they testify. These 2 proclaim God's truth and God's gospel to the world. Remember, God is shaking the world to force people to let go of idols, but he also gives them something to hold, hope, salvation in Jesus Christ. So for the first 3.5 years, witnesses. We already saw a countless multitude saved. But then, not everyone likes the gospel. Some get angry when light shines in their darkness, angry enough to attack. Then what happens? Verse 5, if anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. And now you see why all the prophecy geeks want to be these guys. They get superpowers. I mean, if you're going to cosplay prophets, these are the dudes. Verse 6 says, they can stop the rain, turn water to blood, and call down plagues. Now, maybe that's all symbolic. I don't think so. I think that in the final countdown, God isn't messing around, and the supernatural gets real. God will not allow this witness to be stopped. Then in verse 7, when the witnesses finish their testimony, the beast, that's Antichrist, attacks them and kills them. Their bodies lie in the street in Jerusalem. The whole world celebrates. Then after 3.5 days, God raises them back to life, and a voice calls out, and they're carried up to heaven in a cloud. A massive earthquake rocks Jerusalem, and the survivors give glory to the God of heaven, shaken up one more time. And then, verse 14, the second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said...
A clue!
Hold on, everyone. Hey, Daddy's recording, Shiloh. Can it wait?
No, Dad. A clue.
You want glue? Honey, can you ask your mom?
No. A clue.
What?
Dad, it's the seventh trumpet. You know, the mystery of God.
Oh, a clue. That's right. Thanks, kiddo. Well, let's see what happens. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet. And there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. Aha! I knew it was big. This is the mystery. This is what God has been planning. This is how all works for good. It was always about a kingdom, from the time of Kings to the prophecies of Daniel to so many details in the Gospels. What did Jesus preach? The gospel of the kingdom. What were so many parables about? The kingdom of God. What was the sign above his cross? King of the Jews. The Bible is about his kingdom. More than that, it is about verse 15. The kingdom of the world becoming the kingdom of the Lord. And he will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders go face down. Thank God Almighty. You have taken your great power and have begun to reign. This is the moment I'm waiting for. God reigns. Now the question is, if God has that great power, why doesn't he just reign now? I have a theory on this. I believe that God is building his kingdom with those who are loyal no matter what. After all, you don't know who your real friends are until you're losing and they think you're not looking. God wants to know his real friends, so he holds back. Jesus preached, the kingdom of God is at hand. People could look around and say, what are you talking about? I don't see God ruling. But he didn't say look around. He said at hand, within your reach. You can choose it now. Just let go of the world and hold on to Christ. Remember, the king you choose in this life determines the kingdom you inherit forever. But wait a second. I thought we're just halfway through the tribulation. That's right, and it's time to clean house. Verse 18, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead, and for rewarding your servants the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.